Are you tired of juggling contacts, manually following up, and deals falling through the cracks? We can fix it so you never lose another lead, enabling 24/7 sales and support via an AI that learns your business. Ready to close more deals with less hassle? Get a free trial of our marketing automation at thebuzzcrm.com. Wherever you find the program, whether it's through CannabisRadio.com, the CannabisRadio.com app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, wherever you get your podcast, we hope you're enjoying the program. And of course, hey, unlike other media programs that might take the holidays off, we don't. We just keep rolling because I don't know any other way. Listen, I had my birthday yesterday. I worked. I continue to work. That's how the media is supposed to work. We don't take a day off. That doesn't happen. And of course, Blunt Business, being powered by the Buzz CRM, stop juggling multiple marketing tools and ditch expensive subscriptions you're not using or you can't use enough of. You want a platform that's going to take care of everything for you, for all your marketing, all in one. 500 tools under this bad boy, okay? 500 tools to manage every aspect of your marketing and the power of AI. Trust me, I use it all the time for preparing and everything, especially on Blunt Business. Email, social media, personalized workflows, connecting with the customers everywhere. It's all in the input you put into it to make the AI work best for you. Never miss a lead with the Buzz CRM's unique missed call text back feature. And doesn't matter what kind of a business you are, e-commerce store, franchise, dispensary, cultivator, whatever it is, the Buzz CRM has you covered. One plan, very affordable. Get more bang for your buck, boost your ROI. The website is thebuzzcrm.com, thebuzzcrm.com. Learn more, sign up today. And with that said, let's go and get to our guest. And, you know, we've talked to the folks at Planet 13 plenty of times here on the program, and we are always happy to go ahead and welcome the team back. So once again, it will not be Larry Scheffler on today, but it'll be someone that I actually talked to at the Benzinga Miami Conference back in April. And he is the Chief Operating Officer of Florida Operations for Planet 13. Of course, you know, it's a leading vertically integrated cannabis company, award-winning cultivation, with production and dispensary operations in Nevada, California. Jeffrey, with a lot of experience in the cannabis industry, leading in various leadership roles. Prior to joining Planet 13, he was responsible for overseeing the company's expansion into the Florida market, including the conversion of VitaCann dispensaries into Planet 13 locations. Now, on our last interview, which was on our grassroots marketing program, and I believe I did rerun it on Blunt Business, I did, and we talked about everything that happened when it came to the VitaCann operations and making the conversion to those. And we were also thinking that we were going to get Florida to become an adult use market. Well, one of those two things happened, but that's okay. Nevertheless, anyway, Jeffrey Trapp is on with me. Welcome back to Blunt Business. Thanks for being on.
Of course. Thank you for having me, as always.
But now this time you're actually on with me. It's not, I'm just bringing it back from Miami, just, you know, representing it to the audience. We're going to get back and now catch up 7 months later, or even almost 8 months later, doesn't matter of fact, about what's happened. Now, most importantly, coming up now, Planet 13 will be in a panel discussion at MJ BizCon Thursday, December 5th, and it's on what's going to be titled How to Perfect the Consumption Lounge Experience and Promote Sales. And Christopher Stickney, your retail operations coordinator and GM at Dazed, will be the Dazed Consumption Lounge, which is within Planet 13, will be sharing with attendees. And it's about key insights and best practices that will be highlighted regarding creating a successful consumption lounge experience. One thing I'd love to ask you about, first of all, is, you know, is that something in Florida where you see the consumption lounge aspect being brought over to Florida, and what you could take away from what you're doing right now in the current setup of Florida? Just kind of take away of what you're getting from what Planet 13's done in that area, and if it can be incorporated to what's being done now and all the new stores being brought into Florida.
Yeah. So, I mean, I come previous from cannabis hospitality. So when this was kind of coming, I always, I saw the potential, right? In Vegas, we've done a really good opportunity of incorporating some entertainment. We've actually done some comedy nights that have shown some good success, UFC showing nights, things like that. Anything that's kind of hospitality based, you know, you always want to keep something that keeps people engaged and, you know, they're wanted to kind of stay and enjoy. The one thing I've always enjoyed about Planet 13, we like to strive for that experience. Obviously, that's evident in the Superstore down in Las Vegas. So kind of looking, if, you know, Florida did allow for that, I think there are some opportunities, some avenues. For me, you know, I always kind of envision, a cannabis lounge with also, incorporating some food, some music. Again, it's all going to kind of come down to what the regulation would allow. But I think what we've done is, create an experience in Las Vegas. And I think that's what, just kind of from my hospitality background, that's what's going to kind of drive something, especially in the cannabis consumption space. Anyone can, smoke cannabis, partake in it. But like, what would really make, want to make someone go down to a space where they would consume, right? What would be enticing? What would be the draw? I think we saw, again, a lot of success with our comedy night. Who doesn't like to smoke a little bit and laugh?
Right.
And then also for me, I just, when I partake in cannabis, food's just a little bit better. So I would love to see, a food aspect to also be added just as a consumer and a patient myself. But Florida, as we've kind of seen recently, Florida can go any way that they want, especially with the regulations. I would hope that it would allow for more of a kind of an experience, maybe on top of just cannabis consumption, but maybe, food, maybe some entertainment. I know some states have tried it and it's essentially just a space to smoke, which I think is novel. And I think people will try it once, but, again, looking at it strictly hospitality, what's the drive to have people coming back? And I think it needs to have some type of, again, experiential element to what that is. And we've been tweaking and working with a few different things. And I think we're starting to find our stride in Las Vegas. Florida, I see a whole bunch of potential. But again, Florida can go a multitude of ways. So I kind of look at what we kind of have available and how we can kind of deliver that experience if it did come available here.
So we're going to talk about the Florida Amendment and why it did not pass, but we'll go and go into extensive detail about that coming up. The other thing with MJ BizCon, I don't know if you're going to be at that event or not, but the other thing that I also want to make mention of for Planet 13 is that for those attending MJ BizCon, a great experience for this, that people are going to be able to go and arrange a tour with a Planet 13 executive to experience everything you have to offer in Planet 13, including the new Dazed Consumption Lounge and the major expansion of the facility. So are you going to be one of those tour guides? And what can you tell me about what people can expect when they're going to that? Because obviously, what you have in Florida right now, what's going to be developed for Planet 13 is scaled down compared to the big superstores you have in California and Nevada. What are you going to tell me about this? Because that's obviously, it's the appeal of what Planet 13 has really been the bread and butter. Everybody knows about. They're going to get to see this experience. When I look at what's being done in Vegas, I mean, obviously, we're seeing where the Spheres come in with new facilities, a lot of live sports coming into the play now, and, creating the environments where, if clubs are not the thing for anymore, but more of the concession lounge idea, not so much alcohol, more cannabis, more edibles, more feeling of that, that it's that recreational experience that you have, the just the entertainment experience is changing, and the other avenues where to go, that's what's going on right now, and that was the vision that Bob and Larry and the team thought about putting together Days and putting together everything's being done with the consumption lounge idea, taking over cannabis and just making it into this other concept. That's the other part I look at, is that it's, reshaping cannabis retail. It's immersive, experiential, and it fits into what Vegas is becoming today.
Yeah. And so the facility itself, Larry's one of taglines is try to out Vegas Vegas. I think we get pretty close.
There you go.
Pretty close with that some days. We've done numerous events, UFC kind of Q&A press release. We've done some plaza events, kind of had some people kind of showcase. I think we've had some glass blowers. Also, we have an on-site tattoo company. It's called Coolsville. That has seen some increase in people that, hey, while they're waiting, they get a, quick flash tattoo. We looked at a few other opportunities to kind of expand in kind of the back of our plaza. There's still numerous ways to kind of go about that. But then again, you're able to see not only the retail footprint, but also you can see kind of into our production space, which I think that's a really good thing for people that have never maybe seen how edibles are made or how beverages are made. They can actually see in real time, essentially how our products are being made to the degree, and also the cleanliness, the safety that we take in kind of our procedures. And then also there's a cool little robotic show. Sometimes they're fighting with lightsabers and things like that. So again, it's trying to normalize the cannabis experience from the consumer. And I think, as we kind of progress from not only now, but going into the future, having kind of that draw where it's no longer just, a pot shop. It's like, right. Hey, I saw something really cool. You know, I actually went into the lounge and I watched a watch party. We did a few things with the UFC, football games. And then of course, you know, the comedy nights. I think that's such a cool activation for people that really enjoy themselves. So we're continuing to expand and see what can work in that facility. And again, you know, try to out Vegas. Vegas is kind of the mantra down there.
So it's been since April, since Dazed, the consumption lounge was opened up. And then it's a 3,000 square foot consumption food and entertainment space. A second one is being planned in the works. Also with Planet 13, you also acquired Exhale Dispensary in Las Vegas, another 3,200 square foot retail cannabis storefront. And that's also medical and adult use license in their inventory, other assets, all together $6.9 million for that. So when you look at that story right now, to put that also into Vegas and the store, you know, alongside the 112,000 square foot superstore on the Vegas Strip, you know, what can you say about what you're getting from what the Vegas environment is going to get from the smaller retail aspect and how that will align with what's being done in Florida?
Yeah. So currently right now we're about to delineate kind of our store experience, right? Because Planet 13, the superstore, you have the entertainment aspect. Some people don't know that one of our very first dispensaries, it's still called Medizin. It's in North Las Vegas, but it is a neighborhood concept. That is very similar to what we're going to be doing with that XL location. And so it also kind of ties in what Florida is. It's a neighborhood, you know, shopping experience. You can kind of come in, you can ask about the cannabis products, what's available. Maybe, you know, if you want to learn about terpenes and cannabinoids, you have that opportunity. So we're going to start delineating kind of a Planet 13, whatever our shopping experience is going to be, whether it's a superstore, neighborhood store. And then we're also going to be piloting out here in Florida, express stores. So, you know, if you're a local and you're kind of, you know, just looking for a convenient kind of grab and go, you know, you can either place your order online, use an in-store kiosk, and then you're kind of out about your way. So it's going to be able to not only appeal to people that kind of want to get that entertainment experience like the superstore has, but the neighborhood store is going to be kind of like the dispensary where they know who you are. You've been there before. They kind of know your recommendations. And then again, for Florida, we're looking at piloting, you know, express store concepts where it's kind of in out, you know, people maybe trying to get off for the day and go home, right? Beat traffic. And, Those are the store modalities that we're looking to kind of bring to market going into 2025.
So now we're going to go into what's being done in Florida. Another update into all the stores that are being converted into Planet 13 stores. Also, quite a few things when it comes to having a new national marketing VP to drive brand growth. Also oversee the transition of those locations. We're going to talk all about Florida and the Amendment 3 initiative that did not pass. We're going to go through all that here. I'm here with Jeffrey Trapp, who is Chief Operating Officer of Florida Operations for Planet 13 Holdings. You know, if I have Planet 13 on, what do I always do? I always say, look at them when it comes to the market. Okay, they are on the OTC markets. You can find them. You can go ahead and invest in them. The ticker is PLCN. Make sure to go ahead and look for that and join them and be a part of the. Oh, let's do PLTH. PLTH on the CSE. And PLNH on the OTC markets. Make sure to go look at those. And, of course, website is planet13.com, planet13.com. Look at that right there. And all that information as we go to commercial break. We'll be right back with Jeffrey.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
We're back here on Blunt Business, powered by the Buzz CRM. Again, thebuzzcrm.com. Go look for it for all your marketing needs, all the tools, all the automation, everything you need to go and get your marketing and your leads in and be very efficient. Take away the extra head time you have when it comes to the work that you need to do, the preparation, get things done, thebuzzcrm.com. Make sure to go and check that out. And they're proud sponsors here on Blunt Business. Again, here with Jeffrey Trapp. He's the Chief Operating Officer of Florida Operations for Planet 13 Holdings. And we talked about everything that's been going on in the operations in Vegas. Now we're going to go ahead and transition back to Florida, which is where you're working on the most part. And now here we go. One of the things we were hoping for that would have really made a big difference, I know with Larry, I know I talked with you, I said, I think it's going to pass. I was wrong. So at the end of the day, what did we get? 55.9% of Florida voters backed the proposed amendment, but did not reach the 60% threshold needed to make it as part of the state's constitution. Now, I'm going to say there's a lot of things that I think that could have been done better in the campaign to get this across the board. I wanted to talk to Spartan State Florida. We never got a chance to speak with the folks behind that. And I would have loved to have been able to get some more input as to what they decided to get put out. But they put money out there. It wasn't any question of that. I think there was a lot of varying factors as to why we didn't get this to happen. Obviously, there were other issues on the ballot that were much more, that got more priority. Obviously, abortion was also part of that. And I think of the voter base that came out, I think it didn't bode well for cannabis to get as much support as it needed. But obviously, almost 56%, if you want to round up, that is significant. And it's wasn't that far off. It wasn't. I could have understood if it wasn't going to make it across the finish line. I thought it would be really close because it is something about the north of the Interstate 4 corridor. North and Southwest Florida, or should be in the Panhandle of Florida, very tough to go and see. When you looked at the outcome of this, Jeffrey, what did you think? And, you know, how did the team collectively take this statement by the voters?
Yeah, you know, I've had the luxury to watch a few other states that I operated in prior to Planet 13 go adult use or go medical to adult use. It's I think it's always hard to kind of gauge if it's going to go. I think a lot of people were fairly confident on it. I, you know, being in the space for so long, you know, I kind of lean to hopefully adult use passing, but knowing that medical could kind of stay in play, which, you know, I saw pros and cons to both, if I'm being very honest. I think, you know, you kind of talked about the bill itself. I think one of the hardest things being a patient myself was, you know, not having the ability for patients to home grow was kind of one of the hard points for people to kind of get behind in Florida. You know, if I look at it just kind of from our perspective, kind of gets us some time to really, you know, dial in what we kind of need to do for Florida. And that's kind of bring quality genetics, quality products to kind of our operation. So I think it kind of, it threw me through a loop and it kind of just in the Florida realm overall. But I think it's going to, you know, work out in our favor as not only are we kind of improving some operational processes that we had in play, but we're also trying to expand off that here in Florida. But also, you know, I'm cautiously optimistic. You know, the medical market kind of followed a similar path in Florida. You know, it did get passed one time and then 2 years later, you know, the medical market kind of came. So, you know, I'm going to keep my eyes out, see how things play out. But, you know,
I mean, I do feel like it's going to get back on the ballot again. I think it could be addressed once again. And there was significant money being put in. Again, $140 million plus dollars brought into this. And yes, it would have added more licensing for the companies that are going to continue to sell products. I think there was a couple of things that were also missed for those that are very much entrenched into the idea of adult use, where it came for home grow. Any specifications about making sure there was prevention created for, you know, so it kept out of children's hands, or the issues of, you know, what some of the debunking of some of the narratives are out there. Oh, this is going to be smoked in public outdoors and, you know, people are going to be, you know, violating Clean Indoor Air Act and things like that. Or it's going to be in public stadiums. And I mean, there was a lot of this that was not debunked, that was not addressed, though, from the anti-cannabis end of advertising that came out against, which was very late in the campaign, very late in the election for that to happen. And I think those were some other things that I think when you come back and readdress this again, those are some issues. The first one was obviously 2020. They did not have the ballot. The Supreme Court did not allow the petition to go and go forward. There were things that were not allowed. And obviously there was a combining of the petitions from previous years where, you know, the MSOs kind of superseded what the grassroots organizations did. One petition kind of overweighed the other. So this one came into play, but the new one now coming in, finally got through Supreme Court. They'll do it again. But there were certain things that were left out of it. I think, do you think there were certain things that should have been included into the amendment jargon that would have made it much easier to pass?
Again, just from a patient standpoint myself, I think home grow, just kind of having the opportunity to, whether you want to home grow or not, I think that's kind of one of the, you know, just kind of doing a consensus of not only, you know, people that I know down here that are patients, but also people that, you know, kind of told me they outright voted no was home grow not being even a viable option for them.
Yeah.
And then anyone that opposed the amendment, there was a very large misinformation about you know, how accessible cannabis would be to minors. And then also the other one was kind of cannabis just kind of would be billowing out in clouds of smoke everywhere. And I did a good job of kind of educating that, you know, there's going to be controls and things like that. But again, because that wasn't, you know, spoken about or kind of addressed up front, it kind of left a lot of people to speculate. And that was one of the things that I think kind of slowed down some of the momentum for people to pass the vote on Amendment 3.
I also think that one of the things, and I'm not sure what it was that didn't take advantage of, but, you know, if the now current president-elect Trump, he did address support on the Lex Fridman podcast, and that was put out in certain advertising digitally, but not on television. For whatever reason, they thought the television ads did not need to include President Trump giving an advocation for it. And then on the other side, Governor DeSantis, who has a very strong voice in Florida, has a lot of support. You know, for him to go ahead and not back on this, I mean, obviously, if the bill was put in front of him, he would sign it, just like he did in 2016 for medical. But at this point here, I mean, he was pushing back. I mean, there's probably a lot of reasons why, but the thing was, we heard voices that were vocally into this. I don't know if they were necessarily conveyed the best to the audience that would have been voting anyway. When I look on local TV news, you would see what was out there in terms of the advertising. Again, it was for patients. It was more for, you know, law enforcement advocating, things like that, which is fine. But I think the campaign could have gone farther in the messaging. And I think they missed on that. And I think the petition itself missed some certain things that could have been brought in. And I think you go back to it in a, you'll have to wait probably another 4 years, but I think you can go back and readdress this. Add these extra components and, you know, there will be a change in who will be the landscape that will be able to speak out for cannabis as adult use in Florida down the line. I think that's what will have to happen. But in the meantime, doesn't stop Planet 13 for what you're going to be doing. We mentioned that Planet 13 has recently hired a new vice president of national marketing to drive brand growth, and his background, Brian Eisen, comes back from working with campaigns like Pepsi, Band-Aid, and Clorox, and he'll be helping to oversee the transition of Vital K locations in Florida. So talk about the alignment with you and Bryant working on the VitaCan the rebranding to Planet 13.
Yeah, so it's been actually great to see. We are actually getting a little bit more, I'd say, momentum behind our marketing team. Bryant has been one. We also brought in Jillian Austin as well, putting a lot kind of behind our marketing presence and just kind of drive that brand value. I think some people are aware of what Planet 13 is out in the West Coast states. And Florida, it's kind of hit or miss. And so, you know, me, you know, again, being down here, I would love to kind of put our brand value and, you know, bringing quality products to the patients. And then also, again, you kind of touched on that, bringing that experience when you go into the store. It doesn't need to be so grandiose like Vegas. It normalizes the shopping experience, right? I've seen medical, not only in Florida, but also previous medical markets, where it's very sterile. You know, maybe it reminds you of a hospital.
They blend into medical care facilities. It really does feel like that. And just even the use of the facilities, a lot of banks or a lot of other, you know, financial institutions, just real standard office buildings being redesigned for cannabis businesses.
Yeah. And so what we're trying to do is find some
new year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Something that can bridge, you know, the experience of the patient and also have them feel where it's a, you know, I had a fun experience, whether it's, you know, an activation where they can take a photo or, you know, we're looking at a few other elements with our merchandise, which we just launched our Planet 13 lifestyle brand. We're bringing out new merchandise concepts to Florida. So, you know, speaking with Brian and the marketing team, there's a lot of opportunities to really, you know, bring that Planet 13 experience to Florida. We've kind of already started phase one with switching over all of VitaCan locations. They have been approved by the state to take over, you know, change the name from VitaCan to Planet 13. Interiors have been redone. And currently right now we're looking at addressing not only the layouts of those stores, but what can we add to make it not too over the top, but, you know, just elevate the shopping experience from the patient down in Florida. So we've done personalized murals to the store. So, you know, one of the stores in Ocala kind of has a mural, Planet 13, kind of blended in. And of course, Ocala is synonymous with horses. So there's a horse mural in there. Something to kind of take a photo, again, kind of normalize that cannabis experience. And again, just not having it so sterile where it just feels like someone's walking into a doctor's office. And again, I think we can do it kind of with some class and also kind of driving that brand value of, hey, we're Planet 13. We do kind of want to give you a good shopping experience. And then also we stand by, you know, the products we're giving out to the Florida market as well.
So with this team together, I mean, as you're redesigning the stores, like what is it that you, without going into too much detail, but like if you had to look at the overall feeling of it, to make it feel like Florida and not like Vegas or California, to make it feel like it's still, I mean, it's very much a medical cannabis environment, but somehow to create some of that entertainment, a little bit of flair that takes away from the Planet 13 brand that we've seen and still being able to go and apply it here. Because the one thing you don't want to do is that you have to kind of separate what both Planet 13 does on the West Coast and what the East Coast does and have to deviate from it.
Yeah. And so I kind of look at it, you know, the experience that we're going to try to bring to Florida is good customer service and, you know, customer engagement or, you know, patient engagement. We're going to really kind of drive in kind of our staff's understanding of cannabis, right? Not only just talking about genetics, but also major cannabinoids, minor cannabinoids, you know, terpenes, monoterpenes, sesquiterpenes, right? Because the experience can, you know, be something like Vegas where it's kind of shock and awe. But, you know, for me, I think a good experience is if I learned something, right? Or I was educated. For me, learning about cannabis strains and kind of their lineage and maybe some history kind of really gets me going. So we're going to kind of really, you know, double down on the customer experience in store and then kind of add some of those activation layers, whether that be, again, with murals, graphics, you know, LED walls, something that, again, can make it fun, but not too over the top. And I think that's where we're going to try to merge the best of both worlds. It's kind of my outlook for 2025 with our marketing team.
And earlier this month, Larry Sheffer was speaking with the stockholder folks about the third quarter results for Planet 13. And one of the things he was saying also is that in addition to Florida operations, focusing on driving growth, scaling the neighborhood store network, broadening distribution of our AHAHA edibles, and actively making progress on growth initiatives, continue to innovate and elevate the cannabis shopping experience. So I guess that's the other thing that comes up here is that it's creating a neighborhood store network. Is that really what the idea is for Florida and what the stores are going to become?
Yeah. So here we're already kind of operating in a neighborhood kind of concept. We're very convenient, local. Kind of what our patient base is, you know, they live in the cities that we're operating in. You know, I've been to some of our stores, almost most of our patients know our staff by name and vice versa. So it's a welcoming experience. And then, again, kind of what I touched on earlier, we may pilot out kind of some express locations and areas that may make sense, but you know, the bread and butter for us here in Florida is going to be kind of that neighborhood concept, which, you know, the three tenets, I believe that's going to make us successful and stand out is a good customer service and, you know, patient education, quality products that we bring, whether that's genetics or HaHa edibles. And then at the end of the day, it's kind of that experience factor. Did someone, you know, come in? Did they enjoy their visit? Did they learn something? Or, you know, was their experience just kind of in out without any hassle and they're kind of on their way? I think those are the three things that we're going to identify for 2025 to make our shopping experience kind of stand out. Doesn't need to kind of be laser shows and light shows. I think there's going to be a time and a place for that.
Yeah.
I think what we can do is really hone in on not only customer experience, but also, you know, brand or product implementation of not only our West Coast brands like HaHa. We also be bringing Trendy and the Medizin line, but also perfecting kind of our operational process and our QC/QA elements down here in Florida to ensure that we're giving a consistent product to the patient day in and day out.
Now, VitaCann already had express pickup in several locations. Anything you can tell me in terms of will there be, with among the locations that you're going to, you've inherited now in this deal, you have multiple locations in Miami, Fort Myers, West Palm Beach, Tampa, Orlando, you know, in Jacksonville. So like you're well entrenched. Is there something where also in terms of the stores getting them access to for people, is there any delivery options that might be something that also might be compared? Because I know it would be tough to do delivery because of how wide and expanse Florida is in terms of the areas you'd have to cover. If you were trying to cover a metropolitan area, for some areas, it's like 40, 50 miles wide.
Right. Yeah, so delivery is another thing that we're kind of looking at on 2025. Again, being accessible to patients all over the state. The geographics.
Yeah.
It's pretty big. We're looking at a few either statewide initiatives or local metro kind of delivery systems. The regulation right now does make it a little bit harder on the operations side. But the goal is, you know, find a way to give, you know, quality access to patients that need it. We've kind of got, and I make sure that I read kind of any of our emails coming in regarding our Florida operations. There have been patients that said, hey, you know, VitaCann used to offer delivery. Will you be bringing that in? And right now, kind of running the numbers to make sure that it's economically viable as we go into 2025. But my goal is to find something where we can bring that experience to patients that may not have the access of coming into the store and things like that. It's, again, regulations do make it a little constrictive. And then, again, the locations of where our patients are at right now. But it is kind of on our 2025 initiative.
But don't get me wrong. What VitaCann, what you come in with, you know, they did very well in really setting a good footprint into the market. I mean, you're going to have a good existing base of customers already to build up upon. And then again, these kind of things where you can just look at what was taken from the model before and making that transition over, that's going to be best to fit for Planet 13 in these neighborhood stores. It's really great. So, I mean, there's a lot there and we're just going to see where they're going to go with that. And, you know, I like where it's all going. Florida doesn't, you know, there's no slowing down Florida just because the amendment did not pass. Obviously, all these stores coming locked in. I'm sure that the superstore concepts will still continue to be pursued. Is there anything you can tell me about those ideas in Florida that, is that still something that's being in the exploratory stages? Anything that's kind of moved along with that?
Yeah, so for superstores, I mean, obviously, the market that's going to be most conducive for that is adult use market. We are still looking at potential locations and cities that may merit a superstore model. You know, if we are still in the medical, you know, arena, again, I look at it as a positive. I think there's opportunities for improvement here, just kind of in our base Florida operations. That's not only from kind of our cultivation style and methodology, but also our indoor facility proponent that we're looking to bring online. Also, you know, fully bringing on a BHO lab to fully fill out kind of our extract lineup. And then again, bringing HaHa's to the Florida market. And we're also looking at some brand partnerships with maybe some national brands that would make sense to bring into Florida. That's another thing that we're looking to explore. And then, of course, we're strategically still building out kind of our retail network here. Going to 25, we're looking about anywhere from, you know, a handful of stores to maybe a little bit more, or just kind of seeing how the market's going to continue to go with 2025 and a medical market. I do think there are some cities that we can, you know, either have more brand exposure or access to patients. So we are still looking at a few other cities in Florida that we are not currently operating in.
It's okay, because the thing is, you can still have more of a timeline to just to kind of really go and find what's going to happen, what will change by the time adult use comes back on the ballot. I didn't think it's before a year from now. But again, you know, there's still a lot more room for growth in the medical market. I'm sure Planet 13 has a great plan behind that. We're going to go, come on back, Jeffrey. We're going to go ahead and wrap up real quick. And I want to ask about, you know, there was another product that came in that was also announced after we talked to Medizin, and that was the topical launch of Medizin, M-E-D-I-Z-I-N. I want to ask about that and go through, because we didn't get a chance to go and go through it last time, but we're going to go through and find out how it's done so far since after visiting Miami. So with that said, I'm here with the Chief Operating Officer of Florida Operations for Planet 13. And remember, Planet 13 Holdings, you can find them now, as always, is on the OTC market. The ticker is PLCN. And of course, they're also on the Toronto Stock Exchange. You can also find them there. And all that information you can go and find at planet13.com, planet13.com. And when we come back, we'll talk about Medizin and some final thoughts from Jeffrey Trapp after this.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
I'm back with final questions right now with Jeffrey Trabb, Director of Operations for the Chief Operating Officer of Florida Operations. I'm going to start that again. We're in the home stretch. Final questions with Jeffrey Trabb, Chief Operating Officer of Florida Operations at Planet 13. And once again, I want to make sure I mention this again, as always. You guys, obviously, you're looking to go and make some good money in the stock market. You see the stock market's getting all nice and stabilized, some good money being made out there. And shares of Planet 13, you can actually invest in them right now. Canadian Securities Exchange under the symbol PLTH, and the OTC markets here in the States under the symbol PLNH. Make sure I clarify those right there for folks. We talked about that before the break, Jeffrey, that there was a new product that has been launched by Planet 13, the new branded topical line called Medizin. M-E-D-I-Z-I-N. It focuses on rest, recovery, and relief. And it launched shortly after Benzinga. We didn't get a chance to talk about it, but I wanted to know what the initial response has been to the product line so far, how it complements existing product offerings, and what do we see about it so far? How's it done the last 8 months?
Yeah, so the topical line has kind of always been a product that's been spoken about. There's different modalities that people like to utilize cannabis, obviously one being, topical application. I was actually fortunate enough to try one of our R&D samples early on in, and it kind of helped not only myself, but kind of, some muscle recovery and kind of some soreness. But, I also kind of have an old shoulder injury from just kind of my rambunctious days, and actually quite helpful. As we kind of dialed in the Las Vegas formula, I'm really excited to be able to bring that to the Florida market. Again, patients here, some of them are, I call it cannabis curious. They're not, super ready to kind of go down, a dab a day. They kind of want to try with, topicals and maybe some tablets. And I think having that as a product to offer for people that, want to find some relief with cannabis outside of ingesting the product is going to be super helpful. I mean, I got in a motorcycle accident, I think a year ago, and I used a topical and also, dual 1-2 punch topical and also an ingestible. And I mean, my recovery time for me just felt like it exponentially got better. So not only have what we've seen in the Vegas market is a positive uptick, but I'm really excited to see how the patients are going to, react to that formulation down here in Florida, as I'm a big advocate of using topicals myself, not only just pain management, but I've also just seen them in some patient success stories, arthritis, things like that. And I think, again, for us in Florida, being able to kind of deliver any modality that, people would like to try cannabis is going to be key, because that's, in my eyes, our envision of kind of being able to give that product offering, but also that service to a medical market by keeping the patients kind of as our priority.
Also, keep in mind with the product as well, I want to make the point of that it is a CBD hemp and cannabis derived topical line. And it's amazing what was being done in terms of what you put together. And it's using a patented skin delivery technology called Invisicare, which was through according with Ovation Science, 20 years of research and development behind it. And it offers an enhanced delivery of CBD, THC, and other cannabinoids to the skin. And when it comes to the product itself, you have 3-to-1, 1-to-1, run to 10 ratios of this product for rest, recovery, and relief. So say the rest version of it is 375 milligrams of CBD, 125 of THC, and recovery, a mix between CBD and THC at 250 milligrams each. It is quite a bit of doing this, but for those that are expecting more of a THC product in these Planet 13 stores, what's been the thought process of being able to go and see where, as opposed to where you might see CBD or very low THC products in other stores, vape head shops or, vape stores, things like that, and making sure you see it at a Planet 13 store shelf. What do you say?
Yeah. So, I was fortunate enough to meet the Ovation team, kind of not only seeing kind of their passion behind what they have been working on in their formulations. I mean, that was evident right from my very first meeting with them. They put a lot of, care, research, and then, honestly, kind of just a lot of effort to really get that formulation kind of dialed in. And that kind of really resonated with us. If anyone's kind of seen the Planet 13, success story. At one point, we were, a small dispensary in the beginning of North Las Vegas, and we were called Medizin. And then now we're Planet 13, right? So kind of that medicine is a little bit of homage to our humble roots. But being able to have kind of a partner that is, you know, work hard to get this formulation dialed in, and then also kind of know that they have the same quality and standards, just as a production or manufacturing standpoint, it kind of really worked out really well for us, especially in our Las Vegas trials. And then that just, again, it helps us also kind of stand behind a product that we know that, you know, has been researched, has, you know, taken time to actually, you know, make sure formulations are working well. And then, you know, as we kind of brought it, you know, in our R&D portfolio, you know, some minor tweaks with some recipes, but again, it's been one of the products I don't think we've been able to provide in some of our states. And now that we kind of have this offering, people that, you know, do partake in topicals, they've, you know, sung high praises. Again, I tried one of the very first formulations myself. I quite enjoyed it. So it's been good. Now, again, it's not a, you know, what people call a needle mover, but again, some people are fine with just having cannabis topicals, and it again gets some of that quality of life relief. And so that makes us feel good to be able to offer that product to the public.
And Jeremy, before I wrap things up, I should make mention of, as always, Planet 13 has always been very good at giving back, and it really had just that feeling of just wanting to give back to the community, and it's that real philanthropical kind of feel to it. What are some of the things that have been going on from a giving standpoint that Planet 13 has been working on?
Yeah, so one of our biggest initiatives that we kind of did a test pilot out in Florida, we partnered with a nonprofit called The Great for Veteran down here. We ran an initiative called Healing Heroes. What The Great for Veteran did was essentially kind of bring any veteran or first responder that would be applicable to have or, you know, want to partake in their medical card, vetted them, kind of lined them up with kind of the network of doctors we had down here in Florida. And we saw a really good success with that. About 111 veterans and or first responders applied. 71 of them were approved and scheduled to get their medical card. We ran that from the very beginning of November 1st to the 14th, right? A little bit past Veterans Day. So that was a really good way to kind of give back, not only for myself as I'm a former veteran, but also, you know, Larry is a veteran himself. And then, you know, it would be naive to say that, you know, the hurricanes that kind of came through this year, they did a number on some of the cities in Florida. So what we did was right after the last hurricane, which was the Milton, I believe.
Right.
Yeah, Milton, because Helene kind of came, gave us kind of a precursor to what was going to come in some of the cities that we operate in. And, you know, some of our community is kind of got impacted. So we did run a...
And then Milton scared the crap out of us before it kind of got a little bit laid down before it hit and made landfall. Oh.
Yeah, well, I was out in Tampa, and so it...
Oh, my goodness, yeah, man. Oh.
Yeah, Helene had gotten kind of shut down the ports, and then Milton came up and gas was out. So it was a little post-apocalyptic, but what we ended up doing was, you know, using our platform to kind of have a drive for our patients and not only our staff, if they wanted to donate to any, you know... Anyone that was in our communities that were in the cities that we were, you know, again, me being right out of Tampa, South Tampa got hit pretty hard. St. Pete got, you know, quite devastated. So I kind of asked myself, what can we do not only as operators, but also to kind of give back in Florida? I think a lot of people just want to take in the state that they're working in. But for us, you know, it's kind of like building what we want to see Florida looks like. So we ended up doing a non-perishable food drive. Not only for, you know, essentials, but we also kind of matched with whatever our patients decided to donate to in-store. We matched that with a food donation as well. I believe we partnered with the Metro Ministries on that one. And then for the holidays, you know, we have another one coming up. It is a toy drive for, you know, our local kids that are in our, you know, store area. So they can, you know, kind of have a fun toy, things like that. You know, we're not naive to kind of the economic climate in certain parts of the state. So just being able to kind of bring that back and, you know, give to the community that have not only supported VitaCan, but also now Planet 13. So it's been very good. We're also, you know, going to have some 2025 initiatives. We are going to be very key on, again, veterans and first responders that may want to partake into cannabis as well. That's another demographic that is very skeptical, but you know, personally, I've had a lot of friends that unfortunately lost their battle to PTSD. And I believe to this day, cannabis could have been a viable resource for them. And so that's another reason why we're going to be pushing some veteran first responder initiatives for anyone that, you know, is cannabis curious, or they think cannabis could be a good alternative for them. I think, you know, at this day and age, if you're an adult, you should be able to choose if you want to use cannabis or not. Is it for everybody? I wouldn't say that, but I would say I found, you know, personal success. I would say cannabis has saved my life. I don't drink anymore, so that's a game changer. But yeah, we really are going to be very, very key on how we can get back to Florida. And not only as we navigate medical, but, you know, if adult use does come, you know, we're here to also kind of help build what Florida not only looks like just in the cannabis space, but also just kind of how, who we show up as an operator. So I'm excited about those things as well.
A lot of work ahead for you, Jeffrey, your team, getting everything else set up in Florida. We're looking forward to going following along, and I'm sure we'll get back to Benzinga once again. We'll probably go ahead and meet once again, and we'll go into another follow-up and see what's going on with the store expansions in Florida. Everything else been going on in terms of products. There's always so many things going on at Planet 13. So let's go ahead and make sure to direct people to the website, planet13.com, planet13.com. And once again, you know, if you like what you've been hearing about all this, invest. You can invest with the team right now. Canadian Securities Exchange, you can find the symbol PLTH, OTC Markets, PLNH. Again, planet13.com. And Jeffrey Trapp, thank you again for being on with us as always. And give a rest to Larry, Bob, and the team. And, you know, best of luck going on and getting everything set up in Florida. We're looking forward to going to see the change of the stores here in South Florida where we are. See them switched out. Can't wait to see it.
Awesome. Thank you.
And thank you, listeners, for listening to another Bump Business. As always, happy holidays. We'll talk to you next time. Are you tired of juggling contacts, manually following up, and deals falling through the cracks? We can fix it so you never lose another lead, enabling 24/7 sales and support via an AI that learns your business. Ready to close more deals with less hassle? Get a free trial of our marketing automation at thebuzzcrm.com.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. What's your perfect night? Is it curling up on the couch for a cozy, peaceful night in? Therapy can feel a bit like that, your comfort place where you replenish your energy. With BetterHelp, get matched with a therapist based on your needs, entirely online. It's convenient and suited to your schedule. Find comfort this season with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.